morning. Recently, Oprah Winfrey was standing speaking at the Oscar ceremonies. She made a speech which moved people so much that they were tipping her to be the next president of the United States. Meanwhile, back home in California, there was a prolonged drought causing forest fires, and the lack of trees led to record mudslides which washed away her mansion house, and she was seen standing knee-deep in mud. One night, she was the hero. Next morning, she was the victim. The high quickly followed by a low. Such is life. Highs and lows in quick succession. It's enough to get anyone depressed. But think about Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to green pastures, and so on. But it goes on. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Life is good with God, but see, even when it's bad, it's good to have him with us. If it's green pastures, it's great, but if it's in the valley, it's very handy having him with us. Listen to this wee poem. In pastures green, not always, sometimes he who knows best in kindness leadeth me by weary ways, where heavy shadows be, and by still waters, no, not always so. Oft times the heavy tempests round me blow, and o'er my soul the waves and billows go. But when the storm is loudest, and I cry aloud for help, the Master stands by, and whispers to my soul, lo, it is I. Above the tempest wild I hear him say, beyond the darkness lies the perfect day. In every path of yours I lead the way. So whether on the hilltops high and fair I dwell, or in the sunless valleys where the shadows lie, what matters? He is there, for he is the God of the hilltops and of the valleys. St. Paul even said, it's almost worth being down to feel him picking you up.